Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Market Podcast. Hope everybody is well and good today. Wishing everybody well. And thanks to everybody that wished me really well yesterday on my birthday. It really, really meant a lot having so many messages. It wouldn't even be possible to get back to absolutely everybody. It would, but it would probably take me ages, months and weeks. So I just want to thank everybody. If you're listening and you're somebody who sent the well wishes yesterday, really appreciate it. If you didn't send the well wishes, it's totally fine. Thanks for listening today. Hope all is good your end. So basically what I wanted to do is reflect over the last year, because this is what I tend to do. Every time my birthday comes up, I always think about what's happened in the last year. I mean, a lot of people do it at New Year, but to me, I think there's something significant about getting a year older in your life. You know, me at the tender old age of 31 now, feeling like a bit of an old man over here. But anyway, like the age of being 31 and what I've learned in the last 12 months about myself is, well, let me just say what people should consider doing. Instead of me talking about myself on the whole podcast, it's kind of pointless because that does nothing for you guys. So I'm not going to do that. So what I'll do is I'll talk about how you guys can reflect on yourselves a little bit differently to how so many people do, and maybe feel a little bit happier, maybe feel like you're progressing, maybe feel a little bit more excited and, motivated to continue to move forward. So what I do personally is I'm not a big fan of setting these massive, massive, massive goals, you know. If anybody speaks to me, I'm quite modest, and that doesn't mean I'm uninspired. If I was uninspired, I wouldn't turn up every single day to deliver content. If I was uninspired, I wouldn't have hundreds and hundreds of clients. If I was uninspired and I wasn't motivated, I wouldn't be building a very successful coaching business that is, you know, spanning the globe now. And I think far too many people just put so much emphasis on rubbish, like, if you don't have big goals, you're uninspired. If you don't have big goals, then you're not motivated enough. If you don't have big goals, then you're not dreaming big enough. If your goals don't scare you, then you're not getting big enough. And all this crazy stuff. And I think what it does is it dupes people into making goals that are big and intimidate them rather than excite them. See, if you've never ever spoke, let's say speaking on stage, if you've never ever spoke on stage before, and one of your goals is to speak in front of 10,000 people, and you've never spoke on stage in front of anybody before, then it kind of like, most of the time that will intimidate you, because you'll do Facebook Live and you'll stutter and you'll be like, how can I possibly ever speak to 10,000 people on stage when I can't even do a Facebook Live and I'm in my kitchen, and you start going crazy. So what happens is the goal actually has an adverse effect. A lot of people seem to think you need a big goal in order to motivate yourself. I think it all depends on the type of person you are. Me personally, I prefer to just keep getting better, 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 better. I look at my health and I think, right, how can I maybe lose a bit of weight? How can I build more muscle? How can I drink more water? How can I get more sleep? I mean, one thing that I really struggled with for about 10 years of my life was sleep. You know, over the last 2 years, over the last, say, 12 months, I've really been in a position to get like 7 hours sleep, which I know some people listen to this thinking, wow, big deal, Matt. But you're talking to somebody that used to live off 4 or 5 hours sleep because they used to suffer with like staying awake all night and insomnia and stuff like that. So, you know, to me, getting my sleep sorted was a big deal, you know, and things like drinking water. It's not that I don't like drinking water. I just forget to drink it, to be honest with you. I'll drink a cup of tea, you know, and I'll go and have like a glass of pop or something, but I forget to actually sit and drink water, you know. So what I do is I think to myself, right, no, I measure the amount of water I take and I say, Matt, you got to drink like 3 of those today, and that's your water intake. So that's the way I work. You know, everything's all about just getting a slight edge. Everything's about getting a little bit better. Why? Because it keeps you motivated to keep improving. 2, it keeps you on track of what you're actually doing, because sometimes you can chase these massive goals, you kind of forget you're progressing and forget you're a human being for periods of time. 3rd thing it does is it's something that's duplicatable and something you could share with other people. You know, if I was to tell you, hey, here's how you speak to 5,000 people, because I was on stage once, like, to a lot of people, that's unrealistic. However, if I was to say to people, hey, here's how to get a little bit more confident to speaking to people. 1, do Facebook Live every day, maybe just 5 minutes, maybe talk about, you know, something that you're passionate about or excited about. That's a little bit smaller for some people. Now, if people do that consistently for over 30 days, they might get a speaking gig. Once they get a speaking gig for like 20 people, they might get one for 50. They might get one for 100. All of a sudden, they're on stage in front of 1,000 people. So it's all about progressing and becoming excited about progress. So don't always get sucked into this, you have to dream absolutely massive, because I think that's just something. It's, you guys know me, I don't go out there purposely trying to debunk training and trying to sort of go against the grain, but I just think everything is kind of dated online now. A lot of people saying the same stuff, a lot of people saying the same training as they're saying like 10, 20 years ago, and honestly, for so many people, it's having an adverse effect rather than having a positive effect. You know, I truly and firmly believe that every single area of your life, you should be looking to get a little bit better. Your health, what can you do? Okay, you might not be, physically fit to go and run a marathon, but that doesn't mean you have to. maybe it's an extra 10. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a 15-minute walk every single day. And over a period of a year, that really, really adds up. Maybe it's a case of, I'll tell you what I'm going to do today is I'm going to start reading 10 pages of a book. Not reading a whole book a day and not reading for like 3 hours. I'm just going to read 10 pages of a book every single day for a year. You know, that's 3,650 pages of books, of a book, or multiple books. So you're going to learn a lot just by reading 10 pages. It takes less than 10 minutes, you know? So just little things like that. Prospecting. I'm going to message an extra 10 people a day. Or an extra 5. I'll tell you what, an extra 5 people a day. That's literally almost an extra 2,000 people a year. Now, if you only recruit, say, 10% of them, that's let's say you only recruit 1% of them. That's an extra 20 recruits a year. You know, so that means more than, you know, just under 2 recruits a month extra just from messaging an extra 5 people. That's if you recruit 1% of the people you speak to. If you recruit like 5 to 10%, then it's even bigger, obviously. And that's the power of like having the razor's edge. And if you guys have ever read a book called The Compound Effect, this is basically how I built my life. This is how I built my life. I don't focus on big, massive changes. I focus on just getting ahead a little bit. And every single year on my birthday, I think to myself, how far have I came? I look at my finances. I look at my business. I look at what I've been doing. I looked at my business yesterday, and in 1 year, my business has trebled in size. In the midst of a global pandemic, when a lot of people financially are struggling, and I send my heart and respect out to each and every single one of those people that are in that situation, but my business trebled during a pandemic. Now, to me, that is like, wow. And it's not come down to massive goals, and it's not come down to like, you know, sort of getting my head in the clouds and setting goals that are unrealistic. It's come down to just doing the small tasks every single day, day in, day out, unnegotiably. I mean, yesterday, my birthday, we did a lot of traveling. Honestly, I just turned social media off for the whole day. I put a post up thanking people and just turned social media off for the whole day. That was actually one of the first podcast episodes I've missed for about 600 episodes or something crazy like that. And it kind of puts things into perspective, like, wow, that is consistency. Now, I probably feel a little bit guilty now. I should have done a podcast yesterday on my birthday. Maybe you guys can forgive me on that one. But the point being is, a podcast takes like 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes out of my day. It's not really a long time, is it? Out of 24 hours. So I do 5 days a week. Bang, 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 bang. Messaging doesn't really take long, does it? If you actually sit down and do it. If I give you a minute per message, you could easily message 10 people in 10 minutes. You know, so just do that every single day. 15 people, 20 people. Producing content 2 to 3 times a day for me on average, every single day. It's not hard. My business runs on like literally less than 2 hours a day. People are like, how the hell do you do it? The reason is simply because I don't focus on big, massive overhauls. I focus on just doing the simple stuff. The simple stuff that makes you money, I do more of that consistently. And that's why I seem to get ahead of people when I'm not doing this whole, you know, hustle till you die and spending 12 hours on my phone. Because the reality is you don't need to. It's like a tortoise in the hair. I'm sure many of you guys have read that book, Tortoise in the Hare, where the hare's running so fast, he's miles ahead, and he's looking back at the really slow tortoise, and he's like, God, this is easy, so he has a little nap, and then all of a sudden, the guy that's just putting 1 foot in front of the other, the tortoise wins the race. I'm sure everybody's heard that. If you've not heard that, please go back and read it, it's an awesome story. But honestly, this is what I'm talking about, is more people need to become more methodical and more consistent with their actions. Less so, it's no good saying, oh, I'm going to change my life, you know, the day after an event or after a 20-day blitz or something, you're like, yeah, let's go. And then you message 1,000 people in a week and you're like, this is it now. Only to burn out the week after and then do nothing. Only to feel like shit the week after and do nothing. Only to not be able to remain consistent. You know, it's better to message 10 people, 20 people every single day than it is to message 1,000 people every 30 days. Do you know what I mean? And keep going through these challenges. That's why I say to people, go and get a coach. If you guys get mentored by me, it's not about massive action heading the clouds. It's about just doing the right tasks consistently. I'll share the tasks with you. I'll show you what you need to do. I'll give you a greater understanding of marketing, branding, messaging, contacting. I'll make business easy for you, and you'll wonder why you've been complicating it for so long in your life. Like, honestly, guys, this is where it's at. If you need some help or support, feel free to reach out to me direct. I'm going to get back to my holiday. I'm going to go and get in the hot tub for a couple of, well, not a couple hours, maybe a half an hour or something like that. And then we're heading off to see a nice waterfall. So yeah, maybe a spot of fishing this afternoon as well. So I'm enjoying my birthday. I'm not going to be replying to any messages until Friday, which is like 3 days time. But if you do want any support, feel free to reach out to me direct and I'll definitely get back to you when I'm back in office. Guys, have an amazing day. Sending love and support to each and every single one of you. Feel free to click share as well. I'd really appreciate that. And I'll catch you all very soon in the next episode. Bye-bye.